Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samach Aleph. We're going to begin about six lines down from the top, quoting the Mishnah at the two dots. Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, the Mishnah is quoted and says, V'chein behechel, v'chein b'mizbeach, v'chulei. We said yesterday that according to the Tanakhama, if there were mistakes made, the blood was nishpach, and you didn't finish off an entire section, so each area was one separate section. So the area inside Lefnai B'Lefnim was one section. If you didn't complete that totally, according to the Tanakhama, you had to start again. According to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, you had to go and just pick up from the point where you left off. Similarly, the Heichel was one entity. So if you finished off all of the activities in the Heichel towards the Parochas, that's one section. Therefore, you don't have to go back and repeat that. If you made a mistake there, according to the Tanakhama, you have to go all the way back to the beginning. According to Rabbi Elazar and to Rabbi Shimon, you only went back to the place where you left off. And then, likewise, the last category was the Mizbeach. Those applications, the four on the corners of the Mizbeach, as well as the seven on top of the Mizbeach, so those applications had to be done all as a unit also. If they were done incorrectly, you have to go back to the beginning of the unit, according to the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Shimon, you only went back to the place where you left off. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, the Braisa goes through a little bit of a different discussion. The Braisa says, Tana Rabban, V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. The Pasuk tells us, the entire Pasuk is V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh, V'es ohem oed, V'es mizbeach, yechaper. V'yal hakohanim, V'yal kol om hakohol, yechaper. So this is going to have many drushes from this whole pasuk. So we start off with the first part of the pasuk, V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. What does that refer to? This refers to lefnai v'lefnim. Now, again, we have a difference of opinion amongst the Rishonim as to whether it's referring to the tumah of lefnai v'lefnim or the process of lefnai v'lefnim. So we'll go like Rashi. Rashi says that these applications that you apply, lefnai v'lefnim, are kiper b'damim halalu al tumah she'ira lefnai v'lefnim. If there was rachmona l'tzlan, somebody went in there without realizing that he was Tomei, so then this is Tumas Mikdash V'Kodoshev, which requires a Kapara. Im Nichnas Adam Shon B'Tumah, if a person were to enter into there while he was Tomei without realizing it, V'en Bo Yediyah Basov, he didn't have Yediyah at the end that he was Tomei. Avohava Yediyah B'Tchila, he knew originally, then he forgot, and he went inside there, and he never had Yediyah yet at the end. Oh, I was in there while it was Tomei, so the applications, according to Rashi, of the blood, Lefnai V'Lefnim, will atone for that. And ultimately, when he eventually does remember, if he ever does, that he was Tomei, then so now he'll bring a carbon ole v'yored for a person who was Tomei Tumas Mikdash V'Kodashim. So that's the way Rashi understands this. Others understand it a different way. We'll learn again, simple like Rashi. So the first part of the pasuk V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh tells us that this will atone for errors in Tumah, that you were Tomei, you knew that you were Tomei, you forgot, and then you entered into Lefnai V'Lefnim, and until you realize that you did so, and you chayev in all of your yored, so this will atone for you. When it says Ohel Moed in the Pasuk, this refers to the same exact type of situation in the Heichal. When you have the next section, it says Mizbeach, that refers to Kimashmo, that refers to the Mizbeach itself. Now the Mizbeach is in the Heichal, so why does it need a separate statement? So some suggest this refers to the Mizbeach of the Chitzon, the Adam Mizbeach. Others say no, that there's different levels of Kedusha even within the Heichal. But the simple understanding would be this actually referring to the Adam Mizbeach. Then we have Yechaper. So this is referring to Elu Azoros, all the different Azoros. You have the area beyond the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kahuna, and that's the area up to the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, and beyond, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. So all of these have different levels of Kedusha, and therefore, this refers to if a person entered into those areas while he was Tomei, so then this would be Mechaper for him. We continue the Pasuk, it says HaKohanim, so Kimashman, this is a reference to the Kohanim getting atonement. Am HaKohol, this is a reference to Elu Yisrael, this is a reference to the Klai Yisrael, non-Kohanim, non-Levim. We'll see that Am HaKohol doesn't refer to the Levim, it refers to the rest of the Yisraelim. Yechaper, that refers to Elu Elevim. That gives the Levim a kapar. The Gvura Sari says that when it uses the Lashon of Kohol, it includes the Levim. When it uses the Lashon of Am Kohol, it excludes the Levim. It's only talking about Yisraelim. In any event, that's what the word Yechaper comes. And the Gemara concludes this Braisa with Hushfu Kula L'chaparachas. All of them that I mentioned in this pasuk are all given one atonement. They all have the same atonement. Shekula miskapin b'sarim mishtaleach b'shar averos. The Kohanim, Yisraelim, and Levim that I mentioned at the end of the pasuk with the words Kohanim kimashmo, Amakol el Yisrael, and Yechaper el Levim, they all get their kapara. Kula miskapin b'sarim mishtaleach. According to this Tanakhama, even the Kohanim are getting their kapara with the saw mishtalech for other averos other than tumas mikdosh v'kadoshav. This is the opinion divrei Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Kishem shadama soyer hanase bifnim. Just like the blood of the soyer that's done on the inside is mechapar Yisrael b'tumas mikdosh v'kadoshav, as we pointed out, that's going to give a kapara for Klai Yisrael. The tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, so too kach dam par mechapar kohanim tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Parallel to that, the blood of the par, that's for the kohanim for their sin inadvertently of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So each of these bloods, respectively, the par for the kohanim and the sol Hashem for the Yisraelim, does lefnai v'lefnim. That is a kapara for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Then ukshem shevido yishol sor. Just like the vidur of the sar mishtalech is mechapar Yisrael b'shar averus, that's atoning for Klai Yisrael for all the other averus other than tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Similarly, parallel to that, Rabbi Shimon says the vidur of the par, kach when the kohen gadol does the vidur on the par shel kohen gadol, mechapar al kohanim b'shar averus. That's the kapara for all the other kohanim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the kohanim get no kapara from the sar la'azazel. That sar Lazazel is mechaper for the rest of Klai Yisrael because the vidui on the par is mechaper for all the averus of the Kohanim. So it's a basic fundamental machlokes between Rehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what atones for what. Now we bring another brisa, Tana Rabban, and the brisa says, V'chila mechaper es ha-kodesh. And the pasuk continues, and it says, V'es omuei v'esem isbeach. And it ends, V'hikriv es ha-soyer ha-choy. So, this brisa, we have to break it up and darshan it as well. So Tana Rabban in the Brisa says v'chila mechaper es hakodesh zeh lefnai v'lefnim. That's again a reference to the atonement, the sprinkling that is provided lefnai v'lefnim. Then it says omoway. That's a reference to the hechol. This is a reference to the sprinklings that are done in the hechol towards the paroches. And then mizbeach is kamashmo. Those are the sprinklings that are put, the applications that are put on the inner mizbeach. And the Brisa continues and says, Balame Shekulon Kapara Kapara Bifnei Atzman. Each of them is a separate entity. This is where we learn out the Shita from our Mishnah, Bain the Tanakama, Bain Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that A, B, and C, the three separate sections, Lefnai V'Lefnim are a separate section. It's referred to over here as V'chila Makapar Sakodesh. That's number one. And then you had O Moed, that's the sprinklings that are done towards the Parochets. That's section number two. B, and then you have section C, which is those that are put onto the Mizbeach itself, the inner Mizbeach. And as a result, Mikan Amru, Nosan Mikzas Matono Shebifnim, V'nishbach Adam, if you were to do only some of the blood applications of each section, whether it's A, whether it's B, or whether it's C, here we're starting off talking about you only did some of the applications of Fnai V'lefnim, and then V'nishbach Adam, and the dam spilled, so then the Tanakhama said, Yovi Dam Acher, you have to go shech the whole new animal and start from the beginning, V'yaskel B'tchila Matono Shebifnim, because that is an entire unit, it must be done with one animal. So even though you did already half of it, sorry, you have to restart from the beginning. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree. Omrim, they say, they say you pick up from where you left off. So let's say you did one up and three down and then it spilled. So then you go shecht another part and you pick up with the fourth blood application down. You're not allowed to repeat the up, one up, and the three down that you did already. So this is, again, a fundamental machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The Brisa continues and it says, if you finished off the entire section A, and now you're in the middle of section B, and you're doing applications towards the parochas, let's say you're doing the par towards the parochas, you do one up and three down, and then again you're a klutz, and you go spill the dam. So the Tanakhama says, you got to start the whole process over again. You got to shech the new par and start, but not from A. A was all done. A is completed, but you start from the beginning of B. So you start with the one up and the seven down in the hechel towards the parochas. The yastro betchila b'matono shebehechel. You can not repeat. You don't have to repeat all of A. Those were done and completed. That's based upon the derivation from the pasuk. But you have to have all of B done with the same animal according to the Tanakhama. So even though you did one up and three down, you can't pick up from the fourth one down. You got to go back to the beginning. That's the Tanakhama. So the first part here was saying that you have to start, if you spilled it after you came out of A, so then you just start with B. You have to start with a new animal if you don't have any blood. But even if you started, even if you did some of them, like I said, if you did one up and three down and then it spilled, so you have to start again. Whether you did any applications or you did almost all of them, if you didn't finish off all the applications that were supposed to be in the Hechel towards the Parochas, you got to start again. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Again, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree. Omrim, they say, you're not allowed to repeat anything. So therefore, if you did one up and three down, when you shecht a new animal and you come back and do the continuation, you pick up from where you left off. Likewise, We continue in the Braisa. If you finished off all of section A, you finished off all of section B, and then the blood spills as you're leaving to go towards the Mizbeach, you, by accident you trip and you lose all the blood, so you got to go get a new animal, you shecht a new animal, but you start from the beginning. A and B are done. So you just start from the beginning of C. And you can start the four applications on the corners of the Mizbeach and the seven applications on the top of the Mizbeach. That's one section. For example, if let's say you did the four on the horns, and then it spilled before you could do the seven on the top, or any other combination of error. If you didn't finish off all 11, so then you got to start again. You have to start where you at the beginning of that section, not where you left off. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. And again, of course, Rabbi Elazar and Shimon disagree. Omrim, they say, you go and pick up from the place that you left off. So if you did, let's say, three of the corners, so and then the blood spilled, so then you go and reshecht, and you have the new blood, and you do the fourth corner, and you pick up, and then do the seven on top of the Mizbeach. That is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Finally, the Braisa finishes off and says, "Gomar matano shebe mizbeach." If you finished all of section A, you finished all of section B, and you now finish section C, the matanos on the mizbeach, the four and the seven, and now v'nishbach adam, you have no shrayim left over. Then the Tanakama, as well as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, kuli alma divrei akol lo ma'akve. So you don't have to go and shecht another animal to get shrayim. The shrayim should be done, but according to all three of these opinions, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon, it's not ma'akev, you don't have any shrayim, so then that's the end of the discussion, you just keep on going the rest of the avodas of the day, but it's not ma'akev. Now, what's the source for this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Ushnei amikra echa darshu, just like yesterday share, Ushnei amikra echa darshu, so to over here, we had, and yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. So over here, we have also Rabbi Yochanan coming along and saying that they all darshan in the same pasuk, albeit differently. And the pasuk is, Midam chatas hakipurim achas bashona. The full pasuk is, V'chiper Aaron al karnosov achas bashona. Midam chatas hakipurim achas bashona yechapro alav l'dorasachem kodesh kodeshim hu lahashem. So this pasuk, each of them respectively darshans. Now, Rabbi Meir, now for the first time, we're introduced that Rabbi Meir is the Tanakhama. And this is specifically stated here by Rabbi Yochanan, but it wasn't stated specifically either in the Braisa or the Mishnah, but normally, Stam Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir. When it doesn't mention who the Tanakhama is, most of the time it's Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir, he's deriving that you have to repeat from the very beginning. That entire section must be done with one animal. Whether it's section A has to be done with that animal, section B has to be done with that animal, section C has to be done with one animal. You can't say, well, I already did one up and three down, so we'll just pick up from four, like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon say. Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama says, this is based upon the pasuk, chatos achas amarti loch. The pasuk tells us that you should bring one chatos for each section, lo shtei chatos, and not two chatos for each section. So even though you did already one up and three down, that has to be lost. And you have to start again from the beginning. That's the way Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama, darshens the pasuk. And he says that it says hakipurim achas bashana. So it tells us achas, one chatas for each section. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Sabri, they hold differently. They say it says midam chatas hakipurim achas bashana. They darshen the word chatas as chitoy echot amarti loch. That one time you do each application. So if you did one up and three down, you can't repeat that. You already did one up and three down. And now, when you're going to redo it, you can't go back to the beginning. You just, when you do another animal, because the dam was nishbach, you just pick up at the fourth one down, because you're not allowed to repeat anything. They dash in the word, chatos hakipurim achas, means chitoy echad. One time you do each application, and not two times. Again, Rabbi says, no, it's one type of animal, one paro, one sor lashem, for each entire section, and not two separate animals. So that's the difference in the drashos, Rav Yochanan says, between these two opinions. Similarly, we have another braisa, Tanya. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugin. When I learned this sugya, so Rabbi Yaakov said that while there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon, in regards to the avoda, whether you can have one or two per section, but that similar argument does not occur by the lugin. Chilek, Rabbi Yaakov Belugin, in regards to the Metzora's applications, which also had separate applications on Bohen Yodo HaYemonis, Bohen Raglo HaYemonis, and the cartilage of the ear, Tnuch Ozen HaYemonis, so those are equivalent to like the three separate applications that we have in Section A, Section B, and Section C, like we've been talking about for the Yom Kippur. So he says there, Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon do not have a Machlokas Rav Meir. In that situation, they don't allow you to just pick up from the application that you're up to, but they agree you have to go back to the beginning. And The Gemara asks on this, Velo, really? Do Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon agree with Rabbi in regards to the Lugin? But Votanya, I'll show you that that's not true, because we learned in the Braisa, Noasan Mitzas Matonos Shebifnim V'Nishbach Halog. What happens if you did some of the Matonos of the Metzorah Milifnim? Now, this doesn't mean Lefnai V'Lefnim, and according to some, it doesn't even mean in the Hechel, it means towards the Hechel. So Machlokis as to where you do this. Now Rashi says in the first of the wide lines over here in Dibra Maskel, Mitzas Matonu Shebifnim, so Rashi says, Dirsev, Vizom and Hashem and Be'etzbo, Shev upon them, that you're doing applications over here 7 times. And Rashi doesn't clearly state where you're doing them, and many suggest that you're doing this in the Azara towards the Hechel. Indeed, Beferish, the Tosos Yeshanim over here, not found or not found later on, says that you, in fact, do this in the Azara, because you have to do the applications of the blood and the oil on the Metzorah himself, who's not allowed to enter into the Azara, so he's standing right by Shar Niknar, and therefore, that's the same place that you do the applications of the oil towards the Hechel. So again, just to quickly remind ourselves, you shechted the Asham Metzorah. The Asham Metzorah had its own Shtaim Shein Arba on the actual outer Mizbeach. You then have to put the blood on the right thumb, the right big toe, and the right ear of the Metzorah. And you also have to put oil on those same places, as well as sprinkle oil towards the Hechel. Now, the Gemara says, really, do Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon not argue with Rabbi Meir and say that if you spilled out the oil, spilled out the blood, that you go back to the very beginning and not pick up from where you left off? Really? Latanya, it says, Nosan Miktas Matono Shibifnim, Nishbachalug. Let's say you started doing some of the oil applications towards the Hechel. Let's say you did 3 of the 7, and then it spilled. And now you have no more oil left. So what are you supposed to do? So the Braisa says, Yovi log acher, you have to bring a whole new log, and it says, the Yaskel betrila v'matono shebehechol, and you have to start from the beginning, because, as we said, it can only be done 1 time. Now, that's the opinion of the Tanakhama, Mr. Rav Meir. But here it says, Beferish and the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they disagree. Mimokum shepasachu maslo. So let's say you did 3 of the applications. They say, when you get the next log of oil, you pick up from that very, very spot. Now, Gomer matano shebehechol v'nishbach halog. If you finish the matanos of the hechol and the log spilled out, so then yovo log acher v'yaskel b'tchila b'matano shebehonos. So first you do the 7 sprinklings towards the hechol, and then you normally would do the matanos that are put onto the right big thumb, the right big toe, and the right ear. Tnuch ozen hayimonis. So if the oil spilled out after you completed the 7, so then yovi lo gacher v'yaskel b'tchila b'matano shebehonos. So then here you can start. That's a separate section. You can start doing the right big thumb and the right big toe, and that's considered 1 set of applications. Nosa mitzas matanos b'behonos v'nishbach halog. So if you only did part of these applications and the oil spilled out, yovi lo gacher, then you have to bring another log v'yaskel b'tchila b'matano shebehonos. And the Tanakhama, again, Mustama Rav Meir, says that you have to start from the beginning of this section. And again, along comes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Omrim. They say, no, mimokim shepasik u'masal. No, if you did, let's say, the applications on the thumb, so then you just do the application on the big toe. There's not allowed to be repeated over here as well. So how can you tell me, Rebbe, that Rebbe Yaakov taught you that there's no machlokas by the Lugin? You see clearly in this price that there is. Now the Brisa concludes and says, even Gomer Matonoshim of Ahonos, if you finished off the applications of the oil on both the right thumb and on the right big toe, and you haven't yet done the Tnuch Ozen, and now it's spilled, Gomer Matonoshim of Ahonos, the Nishbach Halog, so then, Divri Hakol, everybody says, Matnos Erosh Loma Akros here. The pasuk says, "Hanosu min Hashem, Asher al kaf haKohen, yitain al rosh hamitaher lechaper olav of the Hashem." So that's like the shrine that's put on the yisod. So here too, if there is spilled out and there's nothing left, so then divrei hakol, everybody agrees. Not only the Tanakhama, but even Rulaz and Rabbi Shimon all agree that it's loma akvos. Now, clearly, this Braisa said that there's a machlokas over here by the Metzorah, just like there's a machlokas by Yom Kippur. So how can Rabbi say, he learned from Rabbi Yaakov that there's no such machlokas? So Rabbi says, you're right, Ema, change the words around. Instead of li chilek Rabbi Yaakov Belugin, it should have said li shana Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. It should have said that Rabbi said that I learned the same exact machlokas in regards to the Metzorah like there is by Yom Kippur. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Beir in both scenarios. Now, we just brought down Omamar, Matnos Harosh, Enum Akvos. Now, this last part, we just brought down in the Braisa, that it says that everybody agrees that if you didn't have any Shrayim left over for oil to be poured on the head of the Mitzora, Nishkefer Aluch, it's not Ma'akev. Matnos Harosh, Enum Akvos, according to both the Tanakama and Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon. My time, how come? Shumar says, Elaim, if you're going to tell me Mishum Dixi, because the Pasuk says, Vanosar Min Hashemen. The Pasuk says, and it calls it nosar, so therefore, if it's nosar, so it's not essential, so then elamayata, if that's true, it says, it uses the same lashon of nosar in regards to a mincha. When you do a mincha, when a regular Yisrael brings a mincha, so the kohen has to do kmitza to it. He takes off the handful, we've discussed that previously many times, puts the handful into a kli sharis, and the kli sharis is then brought to the mizbeach, and it's maktir on the mizbeach, and then the shrayim is mutter for the kohanim to eat. But it says over there, likewise, vanoseres min amincha, li'aru novonov, kodesh kodeshim, meishi Hashem. So it uses the lashon of noseres. Are you implying that if there is nosar that gets lost, if some of the shrayim of the mincha gets lost, you're still allowed to go and bring the haktara of the kometz, hachanami lo ma'akve, that having no shrayim is not ma'akve? That's not true. As Rashi says over here in Dibra Maskul, hachanami lo ma'akve, three lines from the bottom, v'lam amar, we learn the Gemara Minochos, shrayim shechasu ben kmitza laktara. If, in fact, you did the kmitza and you put into kli sharis and you bring it to be maktir on the mizbeach, and something happens to the shrayim, ain't maktir in a komitz alayu, then you're not going to be maktir the komitz. So you see that the words anoseres min amincha are in fact ma'akev. So how can you tell me if it uses hanosim min Hashem and it's not ma'akev, hanoseres min amincha is ma'akev? So what's going on over here? So Gemara says, no, the difference between the two is shiny hosom. Rashi has the girsa actually, shiny hocha, meaning in our Gemara, it tells us by the Metzora, it says, dechsiv, another pasuk, it doesn't just say hanosim min Hashem, it says, v'hayim yeser. The Pasuk says, "Umiyaser Hashem and Asher Akapo Yitena Kohen Al Tunuch Ozan Meteira Yminis Rabon Yadoim Yminis Rabon Maglohi Yminis Al Dam Hashem." And then it says, in a later pasuk, "I know from Hashem and Asher Akapo Kohen Yitena Rosh Meteira Lachaper Olav Lefin Hashem." So after he did the Tunuch Ozan Yminis Rabon Yadoim Yminis Rabon Maglohi Yminis, then since it's no sar min ha no sar, so it's a double no sar, so that's not ma'akev. But when it just says no seris min amincha, one time it recalls it no seris, so then that is ma'akev. We're going to turn now to Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan tells us the Asham Mitzora Shishichato Shelo Lishmo. If you shechted a Asham Mitzora Shelo Lishmo, the way Rashi understands is this could go on top Rashi L'shem Ola or L'shem Shlomim. You incorrectly thought it was an Ola or a Shlomim, and we learned in Dugmor and Zvachim. Amar Mar Kol Azvachim Shenishchatu Shelo Lishmon. If you shechted something other than Mechatas or the Korban Pesach, as we'll see over there, that if you shechted a Oshim, L'shem Ola, L'shem Shlomim, so you did it Shelo Lishmon, not for the right reason, so it's kosher. It's a good carbon. It's allowed to be have the blood applications done for that carbon, and the Kohanim are allowed to eat it if it's the type of carbon that a Kohen can eat. However, Ela Shelo Olu Balam L'shem Chovah, but it doesn't fulfill the obligation of the Balam. So that's the way Rashi understands it. Tosus has a totally different understanding. Tosus in the top Tosus, Asham Metzorah, Shishchot, Shlo Lishmo, brings problems with Rashi's shot, and he ends up concluding, and he says, you can see this on the last of the wide lines in the top Tosus, Alkein Nira Li, Kegirsa Rebbeinu Chananu. He says, you should learn this like the Girsa Rebbeinu Chananu, where it says, Asham Metzorah, Shenishbach Domo. You're dealing that he did it, the Davka, the shame, this Metzorah, but the blood spilled. So in this situation, Asham Metzorah, Shenishbach Domo, Kodem Matam Behonos, so Banu l'machlokas Remei of Rebbe Loza Rebbe Shimon. It says that same machlokas is over here as well. So now let's go back inside and read Amar Rebbe Yochanan Asher Mitzorah Shishchatu Shlo Lishmo, either like Rashi or like Tosos. Banu l'machlokas Remei of Rebbe Loza Rebbe Shimon. It's the same machlokas that we had by the Yom Kippur, as well as by, according to Rebbe Yaakov, by the Lugan of the Betzorah. The same thing applies to the Asha Mitzorah that Rebbe Meir would say, the Amar Yovi Achav Yasa Betchila, Rebbe Meir would say you have to go bring another one. And start from the beginning. Hachanami, Yavi Achri Yishchot. So to Aviyah, but Isham Mitzorah, you have to bring another one and start from the beginning. As opposed to Rebbe Loza, Rabbi Shimon, who said before, Shomim, Mimakum Shapasach, Mishomu Maslo, they said both by the Yom Kippur as well as by the Mitzorah, you just pick up from where you left off, you're not allowed to repeat anything. So they would say over here too, that Rebbe Loza, Rabbi Shimon, Shomim, Mimakum Shapasach, Mishomu Maslo, so to Aviyah, Hacha Ein Lo Takana. Here they would say you have to pick up from this same place, but you can't Here you don't have the pasuk telling me chitoy achas, that you only have to do one time each application. So here you're only allowed to shecht it one time, and that has to be for the entire process. And therefore, when they say over here, it's identical to what they said previously, but hocha ein lo takana. You would have to theoretically pick up from where you stopped, but you can't over here because you can't shecht another animal. Why not? Why can't you shecht another animal? Because the pasuk says, hakeves ho echad. Right? The pasuk tells us, "Ulakacha kohen es hakeves ho echad v'kirivos ol yosham." So there's only one keves that's allowed. So therefore, in this situation, where according to Rashi, you shechted it in appropriately, according to Tosus or Rabbeinu Chananel, you had the dam nishbach, so you're stuck. It would be like before, that you'd have to pick up from where you left off. But here, you can't pick up from where you left off because you can't shecht it again, and therefore, hocha ein lo takana. More questions this. Maskev le Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, wait a second. Va oso kisiv. It says, the hikriv oso to the ashram. Va oso kisiv. So how can Rav Meir say that you can go and pick it up with another animal and start from the beginning? You have to shecht it and nothing else. Why does the Rav Meir also say, hocha ein lo takana? So Rav Meir says, taka, this is a kasha. The pasuk oso seems to imply that Rav Meir is incorrect. Again, he uses lashon of kasha, so there are terutzim that could be given. It's not tiyufta, but at the same time, it is a kasha. Now the Gemara says, even though we just said a kasha on Rav Yochanan's understanding, Rav Chista had a kasha on Rav Yochanan's understanding, Rav Meir, nevertheless, Tanya Kavasi Rav Yochanan. We have a brisa that is in support of what Rav Yochanan said, that the same machlokas applies by Anasha Mitzorah as it did for the Yom Kippur sacrifices, and according to Rav Yaakov, the Mitzorah's applications of the oil. What is this price in support of Yochanan? Asham Mitzorah Sheshechotu Shlo Lushmo. Again, this exact case where you have an Asham Mitzorah according to Rashi was shechted like for an Ola or for a Shlomim, Lo Lushmo. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, as brought down by Tosas, it would mean that the blood was Nishbach. Or it says, O Shalom Nosam Midom L'Gabi Bo'anos. Or you didn't put the dam on the Bo'anos. So then, Hareza Ola L'Gabi Mizbeach. The price says, you're allowed to go and bring it up onto the Mizbeach. In other words, you continue doing the processing of it. The Ton Nisachim, you have to bring the Nisachim that come with the Asham Mitzorah. However, it says v'tzorich asham achel achshiro. You do have to go bring another asham to fulfill the person's obligation to bring the asham mitzorah. So again, this goes against the drasha that Rav Chista said. It says v'ikriv oso, implying only one and not two. So this brisa clearly goes against that drasha. Knew what does Rav Chista do that? He had a good question. He says, v'ikriv oso. So why not Rav Chista? What would he say? Amalach, he would answer, my tzorich. When it says over here in this brisa, v'tzorich asham acher lachshiro taka, it means tzorich ve'en l'takana. Just like we said by Rav Lazar Shimon, it meant tzorich, you have to go bring another one, but you can, hocha en l'takana. So too, Rav Chista would say, the Rav Meir would say, yeah, you have to bring another one, tzorich, however, ve'en l'takana. So more questions, really. B'toni tana tzorich ve'en lo takana. Do we find that the Tana would say something it's tzorich when he means tzorich ve'en lo takana? The Gemara says, yeah, taka, in. We do find that. Where do we find this? Well, Tanya, this is a brisa in support. The Hatanya is benichusa. What is this brisa? In regards to a bald nazir. Nazir mimorot. A nazir that has no hair on his head. Now, the nazir is part of his taglachas process to become tar, so he has to undergo a shaving of his head. No, what happens? Nebuch, he has no hair on his head. He's bald. So, nazir mimorot, a nazir that has no hair on his head. So, what do you do? He's supposed to shave his head. So, v'shama yomrim, tzorech havar es tar. You have to go and put the razor over his bald head, even though it's not going to cut anything off. Beisil says, "Ain tzarech havaras tar." If you don't have hair, so then there's no point in doing the havaras tar. Now, what did Beishamay mean when they said tzarech havaras tar? The Amar Rabbi Avina, Rabbi Avina explained, "Kishomim Beishamay tzarech." Beishamay says you have to go do this havaras tar, but you can't because he doesn't have any hair. So it means tzarech v'ein lo takana. Rabbi Avina explains Beishamay is an example of where it says tzarech and it means but you can't do it v'ein lo takana. So too. By us, when Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon said, Tzarech ve'en lo takana, that's what it means. And so to Rav Meir, it could mean Tzarech in the Braisa, ve'en lo takana. Now, that's Rabbi Avina, but Rabbi Pedas disagrees. Upliga the Rabbi Pedas. Rabbi Pedas says, no, that's not what it means. It means literally, you go take a tar and you run it over the bald person's head. If nothing comes off, nothing comes off. He's already bald. There's no hair there. No big deal. The Amr Rabbi Pedas. Rabbi Pedas says, Beishamai Rabbi Elazar Amru Davarecha. Beishamai and our Rabbi Elazar say the same thing. What did they say? Beishamai Hod Yamarin. Beishamai says, like we just said now, he has to run the tar over his bald head, even though no hair will come off. It literally means he has to do that. So that's where it means literally, according to Rabbi Pedas, not like Rabbi Avina that says you're supposed to do it, but you can't because there's no hair there. And that's the understanding Rabbi Pedas had of Beishamai. Where do you find the similar standing for Rabbi Elazar? Now, we have the Girsa de Tanya, but it's really a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in a number of places. Its base is in Negayim, but this Mishnah is also found in Sanhedrin and in Nazir. And this is a Mishnah, Ditnan. It should say Ditnan. Ein lo bo en yado bo en raga. What happens if Hornel Hassan, the person who's a Mitzorah, he doesn't have a right thumb. He doesn't have a right big toe. Accident, born that way, whatever the situation may be. If he doesn't have that, what should he do? So the Tanakhama says, Ein lo taro olamis. Sorry. You're supposed to have this tahara on your right big thumb and your right big toe. And therefore, if you don't have a right thumb or you don't have a right big toe, then you cannot have this tahara process done to you. Sorry. Hello, tahara, all of us. And along comes Rabbi Elazar says, no, you do the best you can. Just like if the Nazir has no hair, you just run the razor over his bald head. And if nothing comes off, nothing comes off. So to Rabbi Elazar Omer, no sin al makom of Yotze. You put the oil and the blood on the stub, on the area where his right thumb would be, on his right big toe would be, whatever is there, you do the best that you can, and fartik, you're done. So again, tzarech, you do the best that you can. But it doesn't mean elo takana. According to Rabbi Elazar, just like Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Pedas, they both say, even if you can't do it in the perfect way, you do the best that you can, and that's it. By the way, Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's better to put it on the left thumb, the left big toe, if he has those, rather than the stump of the right thumb or the right big toe. So Rabbi Shimon is the same as Rabbi Elazar in this understanding of Rabbi Pedas, just a different practical application. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im nosan al smol, he says it's better to put it on the left thumb or the left big toe than to put it on the stump of the right thumb or the right big toe. In any event, you see that Rav Avina and Rabbi Pedas argue, does it really mean tzarech v'ein lo takana or not? Tana Rabbanu, we have another braisa in regards to the atzah, asham mitzorah. It says in the braisa, the whole pasuk says, v'lo kach ha-kohen midam ho-asham, v'noasan ha-kohen al tunuch ozen amita her yimunis, v'yabo en yado ha-yimunis, v'yabo en raglo ha-yimunis. We had this pasuk previously, and here we darshan it, v'lo kach midam ho-asham. Those are the three aspects that we're in a darshan over here. So it means, yocho b'kli. I would have thought that the kohen has to go and be makabal the blood in a kli, that he's going to go and put on the tunuch ozen Hayimonis and the bow and yodom yonis and bow and raglo hayimonis. I would have thought he has to do that from a clay kibble. So Talmud Lomer, it says no vinosan. The pasuk tells us v'lokach hakohen midam hashem, and then it says vinosan hakohen al tunuch ozen, etc. So therefore, that comes to teach us ma nesina ba'atzmo shel kohen, just like the kohen with his own hands does it in vinosan, so too the kohen with his own hands af lekicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. So we have a double collection, as we'll see. The blood has to be put on the Mizbeach, and that has to be put with a Kli Sharetz. So when you shech the Asham Mitzorah, there's two Kabbalahs. One is done in a Kli Sharetz, and one is done in the right hand of a Kohen. So Yochol, maybe both of them should be done with the right hand of the Kohen. Yochol Afl Mizbeach Kein, since it told me V'lochach Midam, and then it says V'noasan, so maybe just like you do the applications of the Mitzorah directly from the hand, so too, maybe you should do the applications of the blood, not from a Kli Sharetz, but you should do it from the hand of the Kohen. Talmud Lomer, no. That's why the previous pasuk said, "V'shochad es hakeves b'mkom asher yishchad es hachatos v'esolah b'mkom hakodesh ki kachatos ha'asham hu la'kohen kodesh kodeshim hu." So it tells us that no, it has to be done like a normal chatos is done. Ki chatas ha'asham hu. And therefore, af asham ton kli. So you have to do two kabbalos, one in a kli and one in the hand. Nimsei Sa'ata Omer, therefore, it turns out that the Asham Mitzorah, Shnei Kohanim Mekablim is Domo. You have to have two Kohanim doing the Kibul Adam. One is Echad Biyad, one does it literally in his right hand, V'Echad B'Kli, and the other one holds a Kli in his right hand, and you put the blood into that Kli. As you shaft it, the blood will spurt out, one into the hand of a Kohen, right hand of a Kohen, one into a Kohen holding in his right hand a Kli Sharis. And then, you do, from the Kli Sharis, you do the application Shnaim Shem Arba on the Mizbeach, and the blood that's in the right hand of the Kohen, he's going to have to take it. Zeh Shekiba B'Kli, all the way to the Mizbeach. As I said, the one who had the Kabbalah Saddam in the Kli goes to the Mizbeach, does the Shnaim Shem Arba. Zeh Shekiba B'Yad, the Kohen that did the Kabbalah of the Dam in his right hand, he's going to do the applications all the way to the Mitzorah. He'll actually have to transfer it over into his left hand because you have to do the applications on the Mitzorah with his right hand. So he'll collect it in his right hand, transfer it into his left hand, then dip from his right finger into the blood that's in his left hand, and then do the applications on the Tunuch Ozen Hayimonis, and the Bowen Yodo Hayimonis, and Bowen Raglo Hayimonis. Now, Tanan also, and we learned elsewhere, now this is again, funny Lashon, it's Tanan, but it really should be, according to the Vilna Gaon over here in the Agos HaGor, Tanu Rabbanim, because it's a Brisa, and he says, the Vilna Gaon says, that's the Tosas Yishonim's Girsa as well. So instead of Tanan Hossam, it should be Tanan Rabban. We learn the following brisa: V'chula metamin begodim. In a situation where we have more than one par that's brought on Yom Kippur because the blood was nishbach or something happened to it, more than one sar l'Hashem because something happened to it. So in this situation, all of the animals, normally there's one animal, one par, one sar l'Hashem. It's not only the blood applications are done, there is no sacrificing of it on the Mizbeach, neither the inner Mizbeach or the outer Mizbeach, but instead the remainder of the animal is taken out. All the boss of the animal is taken out outside of Yerushalayim to the Beis HaDeshen and it's burned over there. Now, it says, V'chulon mitamim begodim. The Tanakhama, which we'll see, is Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. They say that every single one of the parim, every single one of the sawyer that you had to shecht, when you shechted more than one, the same dinim applied to all of them. V'chulon mitamim begodim, v'nisrof in the Beis HaDeshen. All of them are going to be mitameh, and all of them are going to be nisrof in the Beis HaDeshen. Even if there's more than one, Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. As opposed to the Chachamim say, no, not all of them. Ein metamei begodim, ein nisrof in the Beis HaDeshen. Not all of them are metamei begodim, not all of them are nisrof in the Beis HaDeshen. Only ha'achron, elo ha'achron, ho v'gomar bo kapara. Let's say you had three. You messed up in the first one, you messed up in the second one, you messed up in the third area, and you have to do three pars or three sars, so only the last one is actually brought out to the Beis HaDeshen to be burned, and only the last one, the Kohanim dealing with the last one, are going to be Matami Begodim. But the first one, the second one, for example, are not going to have these dinim apply, so say the Chachamim. Now, boy, mean the Rabbi Rav Nachman. Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, Kama Siri Mishaleach, wait a second. If you have a Sar Lashem, that means you also have a Sar Lazazel. You have to do a new Hagrola. Each time, you have to do a new Hagrola. You can't just say, this won't be instead, it'll be the Sar Lashem. You have to do Hagrola to make the Sar Lashem. So each time that you have a new Sar Lashem, you also have a new Sar Lazazel. So Rava asked Rav Nachman, let's say you have three Sar Lashem, so that means you have three Sar Lazazel. Do you send them all out? Kama Seir and Mishaleach. Which one, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rishimo, all three of them have the status of being Nisraf and Abes Hadeshin for the Sar Lashem, so the Mistamba, according to that, all three of them should go out to be the Sar Lazazel. So Amalei. So Rava asked this to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, "What? You send the whole flock of animals out there? You'll send one." But Rava says, "Why?" Amalei. And we turn to Samach Bezim and Aleph. But wait a second. According to Rabbi Elazar Rishimon, the Chiedro Sorit, do you burn all the Eder? Do you burn this entire flock as well? So Rav Nachman says, no, there's a difference between the burning them and the sending them out. Midami, they're not comparable. Hasam Loksivo. So, in the case of the Chatos, that is Soil Hashem, with the power of the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't say the word Oso, only it. As opposed to, by the Sar Lazazel, Rashi brings down, the Pasuk tells us, L'shalach Oso Lazazel. There's only one that is sent out to Azazel. So therefore, Rava is told by Rav Nachman that in fact, while there may be multiple Sar Lashems, according to Rav, Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that are burnt in the Beis HaDeshen and would be Matami Begadim, but by the Sar Lazazel, only one goes out, based upon the Pasuk. Now we'll already finish off till the end of the parak. I know so we could have stopped over here, but let's finish off till the end of the parak. Itmar. Rapapi Mishmei the Rava Amar. Rapapi says the name of Rava. Rishon Mishalech. Which one do you send out? When you only send out one Sar Lazazel, so we said the Achron is the one that is Matami according to the Chachamim. But when you have, according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, that you only send out one, which one do you send out? So Rapapi says the name of Rava. Rapapi Mishmei the Rava Amar. Rishon Mishalech. They send the first one out. Rashimi Mishmei the Rava. Rashimi says the name of Rava. Amar, no. Achron Mishalech. That you send the Achron out. Now the Gersa that we had, by the way, was Rashimi Bar Ashi. But that's in parentheses, and it really should be just Rav Shimi. So Rav Shimi says that you send the Achron, and Rav Papa says the name of Rava, they both say the name of Rava, that you send the first one. What's going on over here? So again, Bishlam Rav Shimi, we have the words Barashi, but it's not really. So Bishlam Rav Shimi, Mishmei the Rava, Rav Shimi's understanding of Rava was the Amar Achron Mishalech, that you send the last one, because Kusabar, Hov, Gamar, Bo, Kapara, that's the one that ultimately got you to Kapara, therefore that's the one that is considered the important one. And therefore, that's the Sar that's sent out. El Rapapi, Mishmei the Rava, Mike Sabra, how come he says you send the first one out? Why? After all, isn't the one that got you to Kapara? So Sava like Rav Yossi. He says, we hold over here like Rav Yossi. What did Rav Yossi say? The Amma Mitzvah Rishon, that the Mitzvah is the Rishon. So the Gemara says, where do we find the Rav Yossi saying that the Mitzvah is by the Rishon? So there's two possibilities. The first one we'll reject, the second one we'll accept. Hey, Rav Yossi. So we ask, which Rav Yossi? Ilema Rav Yossi de Kupos. If you're telling me it's the Rav Yossi that says in regards to the Trumas HaLishka, when you go take out the funds that are given for Machzis HaShekel funds that are given into the Lishka, and then you take out three times during the year, you take out funds from them. So Rav Yossi had said, that we learned in the Mishnah in Shkolim that Now, it didn't say over there Rav Yossi Omer. We have that Girsa, but the Braisa will tell us that this is Rav Yossi. So, Mistama, that's why somebody put in over here that this is Rav Yossi's opinion, which it is, albeit it doesn't actually say that in the Mishnah. It says, Shalosh Kupos, Shal Shalosh, Shalosh Soin. There were three boxes over there, three containers, each of them having three sons worth of coins in it, Shabem, Tarmin, Salishka. And they did this three times during the year. And they labeled them number one, number two, number three, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Now, why did they do that? V'tanya, here we have the Braisa, and here it specifically says, Amar Rav Yossi. Here we say that this is Rav Yossi's opinion. Lama Kosov Aleim Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Why did they write on him Aleph, Beis, Gimel? What was the purpose of that? To teach us this idea, Leida, Ezevahim, Nitrim, Rishon, to teach us which one comes first. And that's to teach us, Lahavihim, and Rishon, Shemitzvah, Barishon, that the one that was taken out first, that has sort of priority, and therefore that's the one that should be used first. So let us say this is the Rav Yossi that says Mitzvah Barishon. That's why Rav Papi Mishmei the Rav said that Rishon Mishaleach. Where it says not necessarily so. Dilma beidna dischazoi kamaisa. That's when all of them are appropriate. However, lo ischazoi basraisa. But if the situation was that you had one becoming eligible first, but the other one only became eligible afterwards, so then that's a different situation. But here, by the Sar Lazazel, they all become eligible only at the conclusion of the services for the Sar Lashem. So now, you needed three Sar Lashem, so you're going to have three Sar Lazazels. They all become eligible at the exact same moment. As opposed to the Kupas, you're taking Kupa number Aleph out, so it's now eligible. You don't yet have a Kupa Beis and a Kupa Gimel. So therefore, Aleph came ahead of Beis and Gimel. But maybe if they all came at the same time, such as by the Sar Lazazel, that all of them became eligible to be the Sar Lazazel at the exact same moment when you finished off the Kapara with the last Sar Lashem, so now all three simultaneously become eligible. So who says that Rav Yossi would say in this situation, Mitzvah Rishon? Shmuel says, you're right. Elo Rav Yossi the Pesach. We're dealing over here with the Rav Yossi in regards to Korban Pesach, the person. Now, we have over here the Tnan, as if it was a Mishnah, but it's really a Braisa, the Tanya. We don't find this anywhere in the Mishnah. So it's a Braisa. Hamafrish Pischov Yovet. A person sets aside his Korban Pesach, and Nebuch, the Korban Pesach gets lost. The Hifrish Achar Tachta. And he goes and designates a new Korban Pesach, obviously. And then they find the first one. V'achar Kach Nimtzah Rishon. So now, Harin Shneim owned them. You have both of them eligible and ready to be the Korban Pesach. Which one should you choose? Eze Mehen, Sheyirtze Yakriv. The Tanakhama says, that you can go pick whichever one you want. Field is choice. If you want the first one, you want the second one, Gizun Tehid. On the other hand, Rav Yossi Omer, no. Mitzvah Rishon. The first one was priority, so to say. That was the first one. I got lost and you picked another one. But still, the first one was the first one. And therefore, Rav Yossi says, unless the second one is so much better than the first one, Mitzvah Rishon. However, if the second one is so much better, so then you have the right to pick the second one. But if all things are roughly equal, so then you should pick the first one. This is the Rav Yossi that says, the Omer Mitzvah Rishon, and this is what Rav Papi, Mishmei the Rava, relies upon when he says, Rishon Mishaleich. He said the first, Sar Lazazel, even though there's now a second or a third, Sar Lazazel. Hadron Lechotzilo, with this we finished a beautiful fifth perek and today's shir.